Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle. Because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider. And also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
Save big money at Menards. Get your garden ready with groundbreaking power equipment from Earthquake. Tillers are great for breaking up compact soil and killing weeds in your garden. Get maximum power in a compact frame with a Pioneer rear tine tiller. It features dual direction tines and self-propelled steel wheels. Hurry in for all of your lawn and garden needs and visit Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
It's not easy being Jeff Lewis.
But I was nice. I was nice-ish.
You are an HR nightmare.
You don't return your phone calls. You don't return your text messages. You only return an email if someone alerts you that you have one. And that is not a becoming habit for a professional, Jeff.
Jeff Lewis has issues.
Hey, it's Jeff Lewis, and I have issues. In today's episode, Megan Weaver and Doug Buden join the show. We talk about the live characters at Disneyland, my airport lounge experience, and my new favorite show. We are back from New York.
Good morning.
So happy to be here.
Good morning. Welcome back.
We are so happy to be here. I'm so glad that LA finally got more lens wipes.
Yes.
Doug, how long has it been?
It's been a long time. I mean, I haven't been able to steal them for at least 6 months. So I purchased twice on Amazon.
Explain a little bit to the listeners that we have had a shortage of lens wipes in this studio.
Not New York.
Oh, plenty?
Plenty.
They have supplies beyond.
Well, the lens wipes are part of the first aid kit, and the company that deals with it comes through every now and then and replenishes it.
But they don't replenish those lens wipes.
I think the lens wipes go faster than the ibuprofen.
Nobody fucking works here. Who's taking
nobody's
them?
Here. Nobody's here.
I agree.
Here.
But
I
why is that considered first aid?
It's a ghost town.
I need three bandages, and I have to clean my glasses so I could see my blood. Like
you guys would love New York. It's so busy.
How are the snacks?
Iconic.
Honestly, next level.
Really?
It's like the lounge within the lounge, which we're going to talk about.
Oh, good.
But the snacks are better. The people are hotter, except we've got John Hill and Rasan.
Yes.
And Doug.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
We do.
But there are really hot guys there, too.
Their coffee,
and girls.
The coffee is better in New York. They have the
It is better.
They have an actual coffee maker.
Do they have a bevy machine?
I don't think they do.
See?
They don't.
We have something they don't.
I don't think we do. Oh, we've got Kian, too.
Aww.
He's cute.
Sweet.
Oh, hi, Jameson. Welcome back.
Nice
yes.
You.
Do you need the first aid?
Can we help you?
Do you need something?
I need a throat drop from the
He's
first aid.
Do you have lozenges at first aid also?
Do you have a cold or something?
No, I'll be okay.
Okay. Let us know if you need.
Thank you.
Oscar, how is Disneyland?
Oh, boy. You're in big trouble, I think.
Why am I in trouble?
Oh, yes, Jeff.
What did I do?
Yes.
What happened?
Hell hath no fury. Like a Disneylander's scorn. It turns out.
I think you're in big trouble.
What is happening here?
Something is. Yeah.
It turns out most of the Disneyland group, the people that are in my group, are chumps. Ooh. And they are aware that you have gone after one of their own. Half of them are concerned for your well-being, want to know if you had a rough childhood, maybe not enough Disney in your life.
I could say the same for them. but I don't understand. Like, are these Disney nerds mad at me?
They're not mad. Well, half of them are concerned. The other half
are concerned. About
yes.
What?
About you. About your
mental safety?
No, I think because you were besmirching Oscar's character for going to spend the day with the group, maybe?
I got it. That's what was stuck in my teeth.
That's a big piece of something.
It's floss,
dental
fluff.
Floss.
It's the fluff. That
so the floss got stuck in my teeth, and I had to use more dental floss to get the other dental floss out.
That's a big piece.
That's what was stuck.
You should go
Thank
on
you.
My Strange Addiction.
What?
Did you just flick that on the floor?
What?
You just flicked that on the floor.
Oh, did I?
Yeah.
Did you guys vacuum? Right?
put that in like a napkin.
They
I also,
vacuum as often
I also
as
have
lens
something
wipes.
To admit as well, which is really disgusting.
Okay.
Keen and I cross stream, and he was talking, and I got like fired up about something, and I did
pass
miss...
gas?
No, but I missed the toilet.
Oh.
Okay.
Did you clean it up?
I would have, but I was 2 minutes to live.
So you're just going to pee in the bathroom all day.
Clean up on aisle 4.
All right, let's go back to the Disney gaze, please. What is going on?
So half of them want to take you to Disney as like a little kid and give you everything you want, put you on the carousel, and convert you to one of us.
I'm busy.
The other half want to kind of do what Disneyland employees' lingo is, which is wish you a magical Disney day, which translates to fuck off.
Oh.
Oh, that's the Disney
version.
Have a
magical
version.
Disney day, bitch.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to be having a magical Disney day on Saturday.
All 41,000 nerds will see you there.
What do you mean? I thought they went on Monday.
Well, after they heard that you were
coming. Oh, they're going to go again on Saturday? Do they work?
They have annual passes.
Or do they take time off like you do?
Oh, I have no idea.
Was that a paid personal day, by the way?
I don't know how it works for Oscar, and he doesn't have to tell us.
Oh. Mm.
Was that a paid personal day, Oscar? Did you get paid?
Oh, look, the phone lines are ringing.
Can't you take a personal day? You get paid for, you get X amount of personal days, right?
Not me.
Not me.
So, do they pay you? Do you have paid personal days?
I'd rather not talk about this on the air.
Fine, smelly in HR.
When I was a part-timer, no. But I don't know if Oscar's a part-timer or if he's full-time.
Well, I have some very interesting information for you.
Oh.
When I was at my ad dinner with the Michelob girls, one of them, she's from Orlando. When she was in high school and college, she was a Disney character performer.
Which one?
Which means she dresses up in those costumes.
Yeah.
Which one did you ask?
Queen Elsa, because she's so pretty.
Wow.
She was so pretty. I was like, I'm going to sit next to you. So I sat next to her, and then she told me all about it. And she said that she goes, yeah, they would check me every 6 months to make sure that I didn't gain weight. And I'd have to go in my costume, and they called it a silhouette check.
That's
Stop
amazing.
It.
That's what we're going to start doing here.
That's amazing.
Stand up, Megan. We're going to do a silhouette check. She did. She's like, they would do that to make sure that we didn't gain any weight. And so
incredible.
She was cast first initially as Snow White. But then Frozen took off, and now all of a sudden Elsa is in demand. Now, Disney World is so big that you have to have four Elsas.
Of course.
Four Snow Whites.
Right.
But they're an hour on, hour off. Why are you like nodding like you know this?
Because I performed twice at Disneyland in the marching band. And I know
this
how
just
it
gets
works.
Worse.
I know. I don't even know why you ask him.
Every
I mean,
day.
Absolutely.
Every day.
I don't
gets
know why you even
ask
him.
The actress who plays Elsa, that's a nice gig because they don't have to get into one of those smelly, furry outfits. Like my friend Rick was either Chip or Dale at Disney for years. And he said it was so hot and it smelled so much, you couldn't do more than an
but
hour.
That's how they train you, even the pretty ones. Because she said that, who was she originally? Smee.
Smee.
She had to be Smee for like a couple weeks.
Who's Smee?
That's a girl? That's who Covina when Rich said
Captain
I was.
Hooks.
Captain Hook.
Yes, I know.
Personal assistant.
I mean, you do look like Smee. They weren't wrong.
That's a girl?
Well, it was a girl for a couple of weeks. That's how they trained her.
A lot of times the characters are girls because they're tinier and they're closer to children's
like
size.
Like me.
Oh, by the way. Peter Pan, gay, gay, gay. She's like, every one of them is gay.
Yeah. Oh,
okay. We knew that, right?
Yeah, but just so you know.
He's like a twink, right?
We suspected, but I was like, girl, is he gay?
Girl.
Yeah.
Like,
girl, he has that fanny pack.
Very twinky.
She got 15 bucks an hour. She liked being Smee because it would take longer to get in that costume, so she somehow made more money without working. The Smee costumes.
Oh, because she was on the clock when they were dressing her.
I think so.
Doug makes a good point, though. Do people that have the full garb get paid as much as someone who's just wearing a dress and a wig?
I don't think so. I think she just said they got paid. Like, soon as you check in and you start to do your makeup and all that, you're getting paid.
Yeah, you're on the clock.
So, and by the way, they're really regimented and like you can only say hi to people for a certain amount of time before you have, and they'll time you. Like, you only have certain many seconds to say hi to someone.
And move on.
And then you have to move on to the next person. So she said that Anna was very jealous of her, the Anna she worked with. And she,
Anna's the sister of Elsa.
Yeah, and that she would be like, she would say shit all the time to, like, fuck her up. Like, she'd be like, yeah, Elsa let me drink wine in the castle last night. I've got to go lie down. That's what she'd say when she was taking her break. And then she would just leave Elsa there.
To
like,
the people on
yes.
the...
Yes! That's mean.
And she said they have an...
that's funny.
They have... they sell liquor at the Epcot Center.
Yeah.
And she said that the drunk dads would hit on her all the time.
I bet.
But anyway, so she was Snow White, and then she became Elsa. But here's the thing. The Elsas were in such demand that they ran out of pretty Elsas. So she said they took some of the stepsisters from Cinderella and made them Elsa, and it didn't really work out. It didn't really work out. And then she told me that apparently when she was Snow White, there was four of them, and they all looked the same because they wore brown contacts and they wore wigs, and you couldn't really tell them apart.
Yeah.
But there was this photographer that I guess...
Snow White had blue eyes and black hair. Whatever.
They have to get paid extra.
I think Snow White has brown hair.
No,
she was saying, brown hair, brown eyes, because I think she was saying she had to wear brown contacts.
Black hair. Anyway, keep going.
So she said that she got called into HR because somebody had made a complaint against Snow White, and it was the photographer, and they said that the photographers are the backbone of Disneyland. They're the backbone. Hmm. Like the professional photographers.
The ones who take the picture of you that they sell, you mean? Yeah.
They were trying to make them out way more important than they are, like HR was, like we do with our receptionists. Our receptionists are the backbone of SiriusXM.
Well, they press the button to open the door to let
Yes.
We'd be outside if
we'd
be
stuck in the hall.
But she was totally...
in the in-between.
She was sat down and they were asking her all kinds of questions because apparently someone told the photographer like that she was old, and then she made claims that, you know, the people were making ageist remarks, but it was one Snow White, not her, but they were thinking it was her
because they all look alike.
But she goes, Jeff, I've never said anything to the photographer. It was one of the other Snow Whites.
I believe her.
I get it.
See, that's the problem.
Oh, you said that the Disneyland patron looked old.
No,
the photographer. There's a lot of drama there. Oh, can you imagine? Disney World.
Only imagine.
Under the ears.
She said they had a lot of... Oh, I forgot to tell you. I'm sure you know this, Oscar. She goes, we all took Adderall.
Oh, I bet. Uh-huh. You have to have a lot of energy for a long time.
They would like pass it around and take Adderall.
They're skinny allegedly. And on their feet all day.
Allegedly.
No,
allegedly.
Not allegedly. She told me.
What year was this?
She allegedly told you.
Yeah.
Not recently.
I want to say she said it was like around 2016.
Oh, recent.
Oh, that's
she was
not
in
that
high
long
school,
ago.
Probably 10 years ago.
Seven
years.
They call them pep pills.
Yeah, seven.
Pep pills.
2013, right? Yeah.
This is merely an account of someone we have not been able to verify it here at SiriusXM.
I verified it.
Did you look at her tag?
He fact checked.
I drug tested her.
Have a magical day.
Have a magical Disney day.
Well, I don't know. When I stayed at the Disney Hotel, they did end the conversation by saying, have a magical day.
That's
they
what I said to Oscar,
Disney.
Too.
That's different.
Yeah. It's okay. Different.
Oh,
that's them being nice.
If you say Disney that
day.
Means F you.
Oh, yeah,
Disney
that means F off.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, welcome home, Jeff.
I was trying to think what else. Oh, then there was another girl from Kohl's.
So into this drama.
There was another girl from Kohl's across the table. And she said, I used to work at Disney World. And I'm like, what did you do? And then she said she was Donald Duck. And so here I am next to Elsa. And then she's like, well, I was Donald Duck. And then I'm like, oh, all right. Like, that's not so good. And then the Elsa next to me was trying to make her feel better. And she said, oh, don't feel bad. I was rejected for Anna, Cinderella, and Mary Poppins. Yeah, but you got Snow White and Elsa.
Yeah.
And she got Donald Duck.
Why is Disney a gateway for ad sales executives? Like, how did...
Because they're all from Florida.
I thought it was so weird.
That is very interesting.
But I got a picture with Elsa.
Okay.
And I'm excited to tell Monroe on Friday, when she comes home, that I had dinner with
Elsa.
With the real Elsa. But Arendelle, I think she's Queen of Arendelle, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I was going to just tell her it's just a quick 6-hour flight from New York. Arendelle is. Because I've got to have all my facts, because Monroe's going to ask a lot of questions.
She's going to ask you why she's wearing regular clothes.
Right. Like, I know.
She's incognito. So what do you...
Yeah.
To be with the regular people.
Right.
Which Monroe told me that.
She's got to blend in.
She told me that 2 years ago, I'm not going to dress as, I'm not going to wear my crown to the park because I want everyone to think I'm a regular person.
So that's exactly why Irma.
She really told me that. She really fucking told me that.
So that's
I'm like, okay, delusional.
That's amazing.
Yeah, she's not going to wear her crown.
I have to tell you, I interned at a company and I dressed up as Stuart Little for them in the costume, but I was smiling.
Is that the mouse?
The mouse, yeah. I was smiling. I was taking the pictures, and I'm thinking, why am I smiling? No one can see my smile. So I stopped smiling, but I tell it is like psychotic to be moving around in jovial poses but having a stone-cold face.
Yeah.
And I always wonder if they're smiling behind the heads.
They're
right.
crying.
Because it's so
That's
it's
nothing
such
I've
a disconnect.
Ever asked myself.
Never thought it?
Because I don't give a
not
fuck.
Not once?
I don't care.
But never
it's
thought
such
it.
A disconnect to be.
I don't care if they're crying.
No, you make a point though, Jameson. Like when you're listening to the radio, when people are smiling at, in advertisements, you can hear a smile in their voice. So I bet you can see the smile in their hands.
Oh, Dougie and Megan. Yeah. I'm getting a lot of DMs. You just got to clarify this. People want to know when are you going to BravoCon, what days you're going to be there, because they're buying specific day passes. So can you please just tell everyone our schedule?
Yes. So our schedule, we're all going on Thursday. You and I are flying on Wednesday. Jeff, Shane, Stu, Doug flying out Wednesday. Thursday, we're going to do the radio, Jeff Lewis Live, from Las Vegas. Thursday evening, there's a party. Friday, Jeff is involved with BravoCon, so
You will be there all day. Right, so we all will be there all day.
Yep, we're all going to be there.
We will be there. Doug and I will be there all day Thursday, all day Friday, all day Saturday, and half of Sunday.
Okay. I will just be there, and Shane will be there just Friday.
Exclusively.
Yes.
Friday.
And if anybody knows Fraser or Kenya, I really want to meet them. Thank you.
Okay.
I think I probably could.
Yeah. Do you know them?
I know Kenya.
She's my number one. She's on my Bravo bucket list.
Why? And as we know, she famously DM'd Doug.
I know. Oh, she did.
Yeah, and Fraser also.
Hey, so I'm not making fun. I'm just asking questions. What time did you get to Disneyland on Monday?
So right after the show, I got there probably around 11:30, 11:45.
A.M.
And okay. I didn't leave until about 1:30.
A.M.
A.M.?
1:30 A.M.
Yes.
Okay.
And I'd woken up that day at 3:30.
Wow.
Yeah.
You were on
to
Adderall.
Get ready for work. I was not.
His Elsa outfit.
You could have asked Elsa.
Yeah.
She could have given us Adderall.
Now you holding?
When we need some stash, we just go to the character.
I'm probably going to need Adderall on Saturday. I'll just ask one of the characters.
All you do, hit him up.
Hey Irma, Elsa, hook me up.
Yeah. Anna, not Anna.
No.
I will say this, though. I was a little disappointed about the day. I made the best of it, but there was no festivities or celebration for the 100th.
So it's just exactly the same.
It was just a regular day at Disney with the castle dressed up a little bit more in purple.
He wasn't invited.
All it
was. A huge party. I saw pictures.
Oh, wait, have they done the Halloween stuff yet?
No, it's all up right now.
Halloween. Oh, good, because I want to see that on Saturday. So really, we didn't miss anything then.
No.
Nope.
It's exactly the same on Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Were you by yourself, or did you find other...
No, I went with my Disney community. There was about a good portion of us, about 16, 17 in my personal group, but...
Your pod.
Your pod.
Yeah, my pod.
Your team.
What does that mean? What's a pod?
We found out so
much.
It's
within a team.
This was so great for me. I texted with Shane, because these are the words that I use every day in my marketing job. Everything that you talked about, circle back. Actionable items.
Align.
KPI metrics. Align.
Net.
How are we gonna get
I say net all the time.
And I didn't know what you were saying.
Yeah. I was like, where's
that? I still don't know what you guys are talking about.
It actually concerned me when you said that. I was like, I use net so often with you. And I was telling Shane, we also use Cascade.
I was going to say that's one of your favorites.
Cascade is like we take a big idea and every team is going to look for how to take that big idea and engage our consumers. So that's a Cascade. All the different channels.
No shit.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, they're not going to like, is there something? Do I have anything to worry about on Saturday? Because Monica's like, OMG, they aren't going to let us in. Like your people, your community.
No.
They're not aggressive, are they?
No.
Do I need
absolutely
security?
Not. No, they're just going to shower you with gifts and magical moments.
That sounds threatening.
Just bring the Adderall.
Where did you guys meet? Where'd you meet your community? Was it in the parking lot?
We met at Jolly Holiday. And we all had dessert.
It's a lovely Jolly.
It's a little bakery. They have restaurant/bakery by the
on Main Street.
Did it ever occur to you to meet at a bar?
No, but
you met at Jolly Holiday, a bakery.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
You wouldn't start with a drink at 11. You would start with
would.
Do they have bars there?
We'd start with a Bloody Mary mimosa.
They got bars in Disneyland.
That sounds good,
doesn't it?
They have alcohol now.
Oh,
they have alcohol in Disneyland now.
They do?
At certain restaurants.
At more locations?
Yeah. Where are we going for lunch? Oh, well, you don't have to say the time, but what time are we going for lunch? Where are we going for lunch?
It's a different place. He just emailed me.
Do they serve alcohol there?
Of course.
Okay, good. So they're serving alcohol more throughout the park.
They're trying to make it more like Disney World where they serve alcohol in all the parks, which is a great idea because I started drinking at 12.
How many drinks did you have throughout the day?
I don't remember.
Really?
I really don't.
Because so your community, you knock them back.
Oh, yeah. A lot a lot of them were buying me drinks, and I was buying other people drinks. Aww. I have no
idea. I feel
idea.
You, Oscar.
I think about four...
You were overserved.
Oh, you were like Megan on Halloween Horror Nights.
Overserved.
How'd you get home?
Yeah. I someone dropped me off. I don't remember how I got home either, but...
Oh.
Did you go home alone?
You, I hope you didn't go with one of those Disney performers. You didn't go home with one of them, did
they
you?
They could be fit, and why not?
I wouldn't mind going fit? With, like, Prince Eric, you know?
Not Peter Pan.
No.
No.
No. Well, I mean, everybody likes a good twink.
They're too little. Peter Pan's too slight.
Who doesn't love a classic chocolate chip cookie? Famous Amos has been making them since the 70s, 1975 to be exact. With semi-sweet chocolate chips and a satisfying crunch, it's everything classic in one bite-sized cookie. And fans couldn't get enough. That's right. You'll find our original recipe, the one you know and love, in every bag of Famous Amos original chocolate chip cookies. Find Famous Amos anywhere you buy your favorite snacks.
Go spread the word. When you get a fresh, hot McCrispy from McDonald's and you can feel the heat coming through the bag, don't try to wait till you get home. Always respect hot chicken. The McCrispy, only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Need a cold coffee with a bold flavor? Dunkin' Cold K-Cup pods were specially crafted for cold coffee. Brew over ice straight out of the Keurig coffee maker for smooth, delicious Dunkin' taste you know and love. Find your next Dunkin' Cold coffee in the roasted coffee aisle.
Price drop? Time to shop. Get to a Nordstrom Rack store today for first dibs on new markdowns. Now score even more, up to 70% off brands everyone loves at Nordstrom Rack. Denim, dresses, sneakers, tops, and more. Plus, get genius deals on jackets, sweaters, and boots for the whole family. Shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and save up to 70% with new markdowns. But hurry, deals this great won't last.
I mean, the lounge within the lounge within the lounge.
So you,
okay,
boy.
So you went.
I went. Yeah. Doug?
Yeah.
You were right. You were right.
That's a sound bite for
I know,
me, please.
I've never, ever experienced anything like this.
Right, and it's only at Kennedy, that one.
Oh, Alyssa said, I'll tell you what happened later.
Oh.
So something went down.
Something went,
serious.
Yeah. Something went awry.
Oh.
Okay, so I do think then we should find a venue.
Yeah,
and I think
just
we
meet
should
there.
Meet all the listeners beforehand.
How about Formosa?
And then walk over. But what I love fun. Is that we're all going to be in costume.
Formosa would be really fun
now,
to do
that. Now,
are
you really going to be in costume, or is it going to be like last year where you told me we were all going to be in costume, and I'm the only one who showed up
yeah,
in costume?
Yeah, that's true.
I was iconic.
That was funny.
That was mean, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was really mean.
As much as I'd like to do that again, I am going to dress up.
Okay.
What are you dressing up as, Oscar? I don't
want
to know this.
Do you want it to be a surprise? You want me to just show up?
No, I don't like surprises.
Okay. I'm going to be Doc Brown from Back to the Future.
Cute. Oh, that's good.
So that's a decent one.
That's a great
what
one,
are you
actually.
Do?
Well, Franck is going to be coming. So oh. We're going to be doing a couple's costume.
Oh, boy.
And we're going to be a chocolate vanilla swirl.
Of course you are.
Just in case
coming.
You thought, forgot for a second he was in an interracial relationship.
Which
here we
one,
go.
Which one are you, Jameson?
I think I'm going to be the vanilla.
Oh.
Oh, boy.
I don't know. I mean,
all right, so you will be in costume.
Can't write okay. This shit.
So there is American Five Star Service,
yeah.
Which is like the Delta One service. Mm-hmm. So they did drive us to the lounge from...
She met us at the car curbside, brought us through security to the premium check-in, walked us to the lounge. We did the lounge. She drove us from the lounge in a car on the tarmac to the closer to the plane.
Lincoln SUV.
Because your gate, I'm assuming you were your gate was like in the 30s.
37.
I thought we were 40 something.
37.
Yeah, 37. So that's very far.
So then we went into the lounge.
Yeah.
And then they took us into the lounge within the lounge because she said, you were right. She said they have a full buffet here.
Yeah.
And then, and she kind of pointed out, was like showing me around. And you're right. The lounge within the lounge overlooks like the airport. So,
right.
So there's
beautiful.
Windows there
beautiful.
And all that. But then she took us to the lounge within the lounge within the lounge. And then she was very much pushing the champagne bar.
She was ooh. Like, it's exclusive. They don't serve this anywhere
select
else.
Select wines, champagne. And then it was this big round bar. There wasn't a lot of people in there.
A gorgeous fire feature.
A beautiful fire feature. And then there's like a like fine dining. Like
a
you
restaurant.
Sit down and you order the food.
And there's no prices. You just
wow.
Order. It's all really, really good food. And it's
problem is, we didn't have time.
Yeah. You didn't allow.
to sit down at the restaurant.
Right.
So we went back to the lounge within the lounge,
uh-huh.
and we enjoyed the buffet.
Did you see the Mediterranean? I thought you would be drawn to the Mediterranean food at the lounge within the lounge.
It's very funny. I did notice it, but I kept walking.
It's a great point. At the Sky Lounge, she always gets a hummus plate. That's kind of your go-to. But I guess it was like mealtime, so you had the sandwich.
I did a nice, refreshing Caesar salad.
Lovely.
And then I did two little like finger sandwiches.
Baby,
and then I had like a little pasta, like a little bowl of pasta.
So, did you then eat on the plane? Bake.
I did not.
Okay.
Which is why I'm down to almost 195.
That's great.
Ooh.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. New York. You're walking, walking, walking.
Yeah, you walk everywhere.
I always lose weight in New York.
Same.
So then after we enjoyed our meal, we went back to the lounge within the lounge within the lounge. And then the internet was stronger
the
there.
The signal That's right. was better.
Oh.
The Wi-Fi Fancy. Was
It was more comfortable. The seating was more comfortable.
Spacious.
And then Shane went to the bar and enjoyed a nice glass of champagne.
I said, I heard you have amazing French champagne. What's the deal?
And the difference is in other lounges, they use Prosecco or sparkling wine. But at the lounge,
which is fine.
Lounge, yeah, but the lounge within the lounge within the lounge, it's actual champagne.
From France.
From France. From Champagne. From France.
From France. Yeah.
So I never went to the lounge. I went to the lounge within the lounge.
Ew.
And then I went to the lounge within the lounge within the lounge.
Yeah, lowly lounge.
No, the lounge is to the left. The lounge within the lounge and the lounge within the lounge within the lounge is to the right. That's what I said, right, Shane? I was saying, don't go to the left. I said to Shane, go to the right. Go
we
to
went
the
to the right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You really know that place, like the back of your hand.
I go to New York a lot, and I fly American to New York a lot, so, yeah.
And you enjoyed a beautiful chocolate mousse.
Oh, yeah, I had a mousse. Well, I ate a full plate, and then I had the chocolate mousse,
a mousse
followed
moment.
By a brownie, and then we were on the plane. She was like, she got mad at me.
Yeah.
I heard Becky.
It was Becky.
I pre-ordered the chicken because I thought I would be hungry.
Roast chicken.
And then when I sat down, when she came around, she was like, oh, I have you pre-ordered the chicken. I was like, oh, yeah, but I ate before. I'm not really hungry. I don't really need to eat. Thank you. And she was like, you don't want the roast chicken? And I was like, no.
Give it to somebody else.
You eat it.
And she was like, so I can just give it to someone else? I was like,
yeah.
I don't really care. Like, sure. I don't want it.
The first class is better because there was only, again, there was only like 13 or 14 seats.
Right. It's 1-1 in first class.
It's a 1-1.
2-2.
The problem is it doesn't necessarily work when I have Monroe because she's too far away from me.
Mm. Right. But the business class is 2-2. It's the exact same seat. So, you know, it's just.
Some of those Delta seats, though, they're like, they're closer together and they
Delta.
Don't have the dividers.
Correct. That's Delta.
Because I got to keep my eye on that kid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I remember she loves to press the button for the.
The buttons.
FA.
Mm. I know.
Yeah.
So
well, anyway, I'm so glad you did experience it because I know you usually fly Delta, so I'm glad American showed you a good time.
And my ticket was our tickets were $1,000 less mm-hmm. each. Mm-hmm. So
great.
I'm open to American moving forward.
Do you have an American Advantage account?
No. Do I?
Yeah.
Okay. Good. You get a lot of miles, especially if you're flying in a premium cabin.
Guess who was sitting behind me?
Oh.
And over the aisle.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
No, thank God, because I was afraid she'd confront me.
Jerry Seinfeld.
Conan.
Kind of close.
O'Brien.
No way!
Doesn't he come here?
Oh, I would have had the major, major fangirl.
Nobody bothered him.
Yeah, I love him.
He's tall.
Except for me.
He's big.
No one bothered him except for me. But what happened was I waited till the entire flight was over.
Yeah.
He has his own station on Sirius XM.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about Alyssa.
You did.
We also talked about Adam, my boss, Adam.
Okay. Yeah.
Because Adam used to work for Conan, right? Or still works for Conan.
Yeah, but we didn't really say his name on the air typically.
Oh, shit. I forgot about that. Never mind.
Madam.
So what I said to Conan is I said, hey, how are you, Jeff Lewis? I said, I was on your show a million years ago. And I could tell he didn't remember me.
He was like, oh,
I go, it was like in 2011. And I said, I just want to tell you, like, I was a terrible guest. And he goes, you were? I go, I wouldn't stop talking. And he goes, well, that's good. You know, I'm like, no, wasn't good. I just wouldn't shut up. And I said, I also try to, you know, make a few jokes that didn't land. And he's like, don't worry about it. I've done that my entire career. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, it was really cool, really nice. And then we were talking about he lives in the Palisades. And I remember his wife used to watch Flipping Out because I remember he said that. So we started we talked a little bit. And then he was very nice. He's very lovely. Lovely guy. Very friendly.
Yeah.
Yeah, he just didn't.
Well, he's here. Maybe. Why don't you get
him
on
the show? Is it called the Coco Channel?
I think so.
Yeah.
Is he here in the morning?
Oh, I don't know.
Jameson.
I don't know.
Oh, maybe I didn't say that.
Oh, the blade. The blade.
Yeah, yeah,
did
yeah.
you do that?
No, and I'll tell you why. Because the
Team
we had
Coco
to...
Radio. I wanted to make sure I got it right.
Coco.
Team Coco Radio.
Team
Pod.
Coco
Team.
Radio. Shout out.
Yeah.
We we had to leave at a certain time because I had to do radio, so I had to be in the car, but I was going to be in the car at like 1:20.
Yeah.
The Blade, we missed... It's like the one.
It was at 1:20 or 2:00. They didn't have the, like the, oh, the 1:40 would have helped.
So maybe I would have saved myself 15 minutes, but I just thought this doesn't make sense this time around.
I was excited for you because I know you're a fan of the movie Thomas Crown Affair. And of course, that's where they shot.
That's my favorite movie.
Well, I remember. Well, I
How do you remember that?
Because you mentioned it on
We're
the show.
Not even dating and you know my favorite movie.
Aw, that's sweet.
We're not dating?
I mean, in your head.
That's where they shot that scene. Remember, she thinks she's going to meet him, but it's really just the guy in the Magritte hat.
Yes.
And he says, Mrs. Whatever your name is. That's where they shot
that's
that.
The airfield?
That, yeah. You could have relived that moment.
That's too bad.
Well, there's always next time. I feel like I'm not worried now because I used to always be worried about what time I flew in New York because to JFK or whatever because of the traffic. But now, I don't care. I'll just take the Blade.
Is it $200?
I don't even know. Didn't even ask.
I think it's $250.
I think it's more.
For 15 minutes.
Can somebody look it up?
A taxi is a set fare. A cab is a set fare at about
from JFK to Manhattan.
Yeah, I think it's $250.
Yeah.
I think it makes sense depending on when you fly in.
Absolutely.
And if there's just one person, like $200, like that's like a car service is going to cost you $100.
Right.
Like
right. That's what I'm saying. It's not that much more than taking a car service.
It says starting at $195.
Okay, there you go.
So it's $500.
Well, then you have luggage plus kids plus.
Yeah.
The bags are expensive. When I was pricing it out for you and me, I didn't really fight for it because it was going to be closer to like $400.
$400 for both of us.
Each.
Each?
Oh, wow.
With the bags.
Oh, that's
and the,
a
like,
lot.
That's a lot of money.
That's
and then
lot.
How much do you really save? I mean, are you getting to Manhattan in 15 minutes?
Yeah.
Versus an hour, potentially an hour and a half
versus
in the car.
Yes.
I mean, that's worth it.
Getting to Manhattan, that's a technicality. You're on 32nd Street and the East River. You still are going to have to get to wherever you're
they
going.
Don't have one uptown?
No.
Can
they land
pad?
In my hotel room?
It's midtown. It's 32nd Street
on the roof.
Or downtown. Oh, can you? Do you think they charge? They might. I mean, a lot of places do have helipads. Like,
yeah.
I wonder if I could land on the roof of the hotel.
Yeah.
You should. Why not?
Why don't you choose a hotel next time that has a helipad?
Yeah.
You know?
I wonder if they charge you for that.
Extra. I don't know.
By the way, I'm sure that you heard the unfortunate news that I had to let Gus go.
Yeah.
From Jeff Lewis Design.
Poor Gus.
I didn't meet him.
Okay. Well, this is happening for me because guess who's coming back?
Is it Nan?
My badass, smart, competent lesbian house manager.
She's coming back? I thought they moved.
Nancy. She's going to do one day a week. So she's going to drive up very early. She's going to work one really long day.
Okay.
And then drive home.
That's great.
Excellent. And I love her.
She's so efficient.
She's the best.
She'll get everything done in a week.
Yes.
I mean, in a day. For the whole week.
Yeah. She's
the
best.
We all know Nancy.
Yeah, we know Nancy.
Love Nancy.
Yeah, very efficient.
I was sad when she left. I mean,
we all were. And I told Monroe, and she's really excited.
Good.
You can trust her. You know her. She knows you.
Was Gus upset?
Yeah.
Aw. Can you give the reasons why?
Yeah, was there a cause?
Yeah.
Oh. Mm. Do you have to pay unemployment if there's cause?
Yeah.
Oh, you do.
I just had signs that it just wasn't the right fit, and I just think whatever's going on in my life, I know how to compartmentalize,
mm-hmm.
so I can go to work
mm-hmm.
normally, except for this job. I can go to work and kind of put things,
turn it off,
and do my job. And he was going through kind of an emotional time, and I think that he would bring it to work, and which I found to be unprofessional, and then
distracting.
Very, very distracted, mm-hmm. not present, just worried there could be a problem down the line. So like when he backs my car into the gate and cracks the bumper, I think maybe you're not present. When you go to the grocery store and you forget a bunch of things, I think you're not present. You know what I mean? That
Got
kind
it.
Of stuff.
Yeah.
And
you tried.
There was some potentially inappropriate behavior or words or something with some other people. That
well,
work for you,
here's
right?
the thing, as you know, at Jeff Lewis Design, we are very, you know, once you become familiar, we do joke with each other. And I get what's probably hard for somebody to kind of navigate, but I think he started joking too soon.
Too much too soon.
Too much too,
too
soon.
Too familiar.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was off-putting for the twinks in the office.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, there's two of them right there.
Yeah. The so. Only two right there.
No, we have Travis. He's a twink too.
Oh, right. But he's not there every day, right?
He's kind of a twunk now, actually.
Yeah, he's been working out. He's a twink.
Yeah.
I am on. Is anyone else watching The Summer I Turned Pretty? Am I the only?
I just started it.
Oh my God. Am I the only teenager here?
I love it so
much. Did you finish season one?
No, I'm on episode 4 of season 1.
Oh, shit.
So I'm cooking dinner last night and I have it on, and Drew walks into the kitchen. She goes, "What the hell are you watching?"
I was embarrassed that Conan O'Brien was seeing what I was watching.
Yes. I am so into it. I love it so much. The only thing is I'm really mad at you guys because I know something bad happens at the end of the season.
Episode 7.
And I think I know what it is.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It's for kids, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a teen, tween.
I mean, I have to tell you.
It's so good. I love where they are cousins.
I know.
I mean, it's just, I just want to be there. I want to be at that house.
Yeah, but God, that relationship is, I mean, I thought my relationship was complicated. Those kids.
I know.
I mean, back and forth and the brother and this and that.
There's a lot going on there.
Now, somebody said to me in a very, very serious way, she said, "When does she turn pretty?" Which is so true, because sometimes she doesn't look so pretty.
I agree.
And I'm like, ooh.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you're supposed to be pretty.
Yeah.
But sometimes she is pretty.
Sometimes she is pretty.
It's a long summer.
Yeah.
But you do kind of wonder.
Yeah.
You know,
but you
it's
know
so
that
funny.
She's already turned pretty.
She goes, yeah. When does she turn pretty? Season 2?
She is prettier season 2.
She is. Okay.
Like, how many seasons are there?
Two.
Just two. Oh,
okay. The second one came
now,
out this
year. I love it.
Okay. Do you know that Pej, I just found out yesterday, he auditioned for that show.
He did?
But I don't know what character.
Who would he play?
I think it has to be the writer.
Oh, the writer.
That the mom
yeah.
hates.
And by the way, it would have been so much better with Pej.
Hotter.
You don't want to fuck that writer.
No.
Do you?
No,
do you?
Not at all.
He is not attractive.
No.
He's, you know what I mean? He's not. He doesn't have a good body.
Pej would have been like a, you know, that would have been something to aspire to.
That would have made sense. You have an affair with a hot guy.
And then you'd be rooting for them. You'd be hoping it happens.
But honestly, it just felt like, oh, wow. Like,
that's got to be who he is.
There is no one else on that island.
I didn't audition for him.
Right? Did you think that? Like, I'm sorry. Even if he was the last man on the island, I wouldn't have sex with him.
He is not cute.
I want to look him up.
He's not.
A little, I think Steve Carell is
cute. Does he remind you, Doug?
Doug just said he didn't.
I did not
audition. Don't look him up, Doug. Doug, don't look him up.
And you know what? I think Steve.
You probably could have got the job.
I think Steve Carell is hot. I think he is really
This guy
handsome.
Reminds me a little bit of him, but not as cute.
Not at all.
No. All right.
No.
No?
I'm going to look him up in the break.
But Pej, I think they should have cast Pej.
Me? I think 1,000%. Because
she also has a hot husband, ex-husband. Like, you're leaving that hot ex-husband for...
That guy?
Uh-uh.
No. Well, I'm also not there yet, so you just ruined it again for me.
You do this too much.
No, she was already divorced.
She
was already divorced.
So I'm saying, she's been having sex with that hot guy for all those years.
Right. And now she's going to go for this guy. No, yeah, I get it. It should have been Pej.
She's settling.
She really is.
You know, Pej would
unless
not,
he makes
that would not
bank.
Have been settling.
Unless he makes bank off of all the books he's written. Then you're
know.
Not really
he'd
settling.
He'd have to have a lot of money.
Well, he's holed up in that really nice
I
community.
Actually did. I was online yesterday, last night, on Google, and I was like, richest gay men in America. I really
Who are
did.
They?
I really did.
Who
I looked him up. I was like, okay,
That's
maybe I'll
question.
Run into him.
Who
maybe
are
I'll run
they?
Into him. Some of them aren't cute. But okay. Some of them, I mean, with a couple billion, you can just, yeah. Thanks for listening. If you want more of this, listen to Jeff Lewis Live every weekday on Sirius XM, as well as the Jeff Lewis channel exclusively on the Sirius XM app. For a 3-month free trial, go to SiriusXM.com/Jeff Lewis. Terms apply.
Go spread the word. When you get a fresh, hot McCrispy from McDonald's and you can feel the heat coming through the bag, don't try to wait till you get home. Always respect hot chicken. The McCrispy, only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Price drop? Time to shop. Get to a Nordstrom Rack store today for first dibs on new markdowns. Now score even more, up to 70% off brands everyone loves at Nordstrom Rack. Denim, dresses, sneakers, tops, and more. Plus, get genius deals on jackets, sweaters, and boots for the whole family. Shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and save up to 70% with new markdowns. But hurry, deals this great won't last.